Again, Kufnun Gimel on top. Start again, Kufnun Gimel. Again, Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav, Mehespei de Shalodom, Nikirim Ben Olam Habahu Imlav. From the way they say a hesped, how they talk about you by your hesped, it's a right if you be a Ben Olam Haba or not. So Rashi learns a Ben Olam Haba, Shim Koshu, if you are a Ben Olam Haba, if you're Koshu, Hakel Boichen Olam, everybody cries for you. Demoyes u'mesaprim shvach. They talk about your shvach, and they'll start crying for you. Yeah. Afenemar akasha ayve omalei Rav. The Rav Shmuel bar Shelis. Rav said to Rav Shmuel bar Shelis, Achim behespedo. Is when Rav said, when he's going to be niftan, he's going to say hesped for me, make a warm hesped. It's achem bespeda, make it very warm there, talk good about me, dosim kibna, because I'm going to be there. He's the hosim kibna, I'll be there. He's the oselbe by all the hespedim, that the nifter is there, b'shash to say the hesped, he is there listening to the hesped. So Rav said, when you speak about me, make it very warm. So Chur Tzaraya, that if he didn't tell him to make it warm, it wouldn't be warm without this. So why wasn't it enough the fact that he's a tzaddik? You didn't have to warm up the people. And the moral lakasha, if the person is a tzaddik, so then when they make a warm hesped, the people will be warmed up, and the hesped will toif. The person is not a ben olam haba, so even if they try and make it warm, it won't be warmed up. It's not kasha. Emerson, you have to warm up the yerlim. You have to say a nice, strong hesped, and that's the inyan of the mitzvah of a hesped. When the maspid speaks, he's supposed to speak with a nigin to make the people cry. Timor the yerlim. Shem bnei yodim nechmorim kol kach al zokin. Omiyo liyodim choser ki mechamam behesped mechamam meyavocho kulu. Mashenkin, if they say a good hesped and the person was a tzaddik, was a zokin, was a chosid, then the people cry. A person's not such a big chosid, then it doesn't help. Then no matter what they say, still doesn't make it so warm. So the kid says, Nika by the hesped if he's a ben olam haba or not. Omalei Abaye l'rabba. So Abaye said to Rabba, Kegoin mar, he's like you Rabba, Tisani lei, kula pumpadisa. His rabbi was like the Moradasi of the Pumbedisa, and everybody in Pumbedisa hated him. They didn't like rabbi. They didn't like rabbi. So v'zoi manachem espedu. Who's going to say a nice hesped for you? And since everybody there hates you, they're not going to say nice about you. So Rashi learns the sani lekulu Pumbedisa mishum demachiach luhu b'midul b'shmaye. He used to be mondem. He used to give them musa. He used to tell them what they're doing wrong. So nobody liked him. They didn't like rabbi. Obnei Pumbedisa ramoyinhein. The people lived in Pumbedisa were all crooks. So mainly there were a lot of crooks there, and Rabbi said how to give their Musa not to be crooks, so they always had fights to say them. So the kids of the people didn't like Rabbi. So what's going to be, so Abai, yes Rabbi, what's going to be, b'shas you're hesped, nobody's going to cry there, nobody's going to feel bad. So here it's not going to be a Rai, you're a Ben Olam Haba. Omalei, so a Rabbi answered back, Mistaya at v'Rabba bar Rav Chonan. It's enough that you, as you Abaya and Rabba Bar Rav Chonan, will say hesped. That will be enough for me. Because I don't need more than that. And even the other people maybe won't speak so nice, but Rabbi, I know you'll say the hesped there. That will be enough. More boy mine Reb Eleza mirav. Reb Eleza is the kasher from Rav. Ezel ben olam haba. Who's considered a ben olam haba? Omalei, the pasuk says in Shayo, to yoznecho tishmano dover. That your ears will hear what they're saying after him. Whether you went to the right, whether you went to the left. In other words, it means to say, like we said more before, when they talk about the person, and you'll see what they say about him, if he did good or he did bad, that's nikur if he's a ben olam haba or not. Rashi v'yoznecho tishmana dover miyacharecho leimor. After his mitzvahs, after the b'shas the hesped, when they take him a levayim, kishatomos tishma, you should listen. Kishayomru, when they will say zeha derech sholach bo, this is the derech that the person went. He was a tzaddik. He went on the right way. Luchu boy muftach boy shuben olam haba. Then it's soraya. He's muftach that he is a ben olam haba. Since they're saying nice things b'shas the hesped. Like other Gemaras say that the maspid, the one that says the hesped, he has to be very careful what he's saying. Because if he says a lie, if I care, he makes it worse for the person. You're not allowed to lie. If you say a shvach, it has to be an emes, a shvach. So, Mel, if they say nice shvachim about you, b'shas hespid, that's a raya they're saying the emes, and that's a raya that the person is a ben olam haba. Mor Rabbi Chanina Omar, kol sherdas raboiseinu noicha himenu. Jesus is considered a ben olam haba, whoever his rebbe is nicha with him. Rashi noicha himenu, daitam noicha aleihim, mimasha shremim olav v'royim boi. He says, if your Rebbe hears about you, and your Rebbe is satisfied with what you're doing, as your Rebbe has nachas from you, that's a raya, you're a ben olam haba. So your Rebbe Masam is a choshev person, and if you wouldn't be doing the right things, he wouldn't have anor from you. So if the Rebbe is noich emenu, it's a raya, you're a ben olam haba, you're doing the right things. But it says in Kehelis, v'sodavu ba'ashuk ha'soiftim. If the soiftim, the people that will say the hespid, the maspidim, they'll be going around in the shuk. What does that mean? B'nei Galila Amri, Asei Dvorim Lefnei Mitosecha. Means do things when you're still alive, k'day, that when they say a hesped on you, they'll be able to say something good. Rashi, Asei Dvorim, Sheyorim Lefnei Mitosecha Bespeitcha. Is make sure you do good things when you're still alive, so they'll have what to say b'shas yehesped. B'nei Yehuda Amri, B'nei Yehuda used to say, Asei Dvorim, the same thing, do Maisim Tovim when you're alive. Aliacha Mitosecha. Today, that they'll be able to say a hesped, good things about you after the meat, after the oren goes. So the more of a lay plea, there's no machlekes, whether it means lefnei mitosechem or liacha mitosechem, no mar ki asrei, or mar ki asrei. Each one depending upon his city. It's in the city of Galilah, they used to say the hesped in front of the mitah. And the B'nai Yehuda used to say the hesped after the mitah. But the same shot. Do ma'isim tovim now. Kadei de b'shas de levaya. They'll say nice things about you. Right. Tanan hosam. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Shuv yoim echad lefnei misoscha. Mishnah novis. Do tshuva one day before you die. Do tshuva. Ishalu tamidah v'es Rabbi Eliezer. So this tamidah asked the Rabbi. V'chiyodim yodeya eze yoim yomus. Does a person know when he's going to die? Like, what's Pshan in the Mishnah? What's Pshan in the Abelezer? He's saying, do tshuva when? One day before you die. But who knows when you're going to die? Omer lehen, Rabbi Eliezer answered back, Enochanami, V'chol shechein, Yoshev hayoim, Shema yomus lemocher. Enochanami, kol shechein, do tshuva today. It's every single day, do tshuva, because maybe tomorrow you'll die. The nimsa like this will come out, kol yomer b'tshuva. Every single day you'll be doing tshuva. Enochanami, that's what he meant to say. Do tshuva every single day.
He doesn't know which day he's going to die.
And it's good to do tshuva one day before you die. So you don't know which day you're going to die. All the days will be b'tshuva. So the Gemara v'yav Shloima Omer b'chachmosai. Hey, Shloima Melech said the same thing in his chachma that the pasuk says in Kehelis. At all times, your clothing should be clean. And never be missing oil on your head. Should always be clean. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Bigodecha levonim means nishmoscha tohiru nechiya." That means begodim here means your neshama. As your neshama at all times should be clean and tohiru. So the more it's a moshul, Omer Rabbi Yechonim et Zakkai, moshul lemelech shezimen es avodev l'suda. The melech told his avodev, told all the servants, Yishnur, I'm going to make you a big suda, and prepare yourself, like, get dressed to come to my suda. But the melech didn't say exactly at what time I'm going to make the suda, which day. He told them, be prepared, but he didn't say which day will be the suda. Is pikhin shebehem, the smart people, the smart servants, kishtu esatzman, they got themselves ready right away. They dressed themselves up, make themselves look nice. The Yoshvu al Pesach Beis HaMelech. And they sat and waited outside by the Pesach Beis HaMelech to be ready. At any second the Melech may call us in. So I want to be all ready to go into the Melech. Yoshvu al Pesach Beis HaMelech. Omru klum chosla Beis HaMelech. Hey, the Pichim, the smart people said, is the Melech missing anything? In other words, any second he could be finished. His Suda could be ready. So let's always be prepared to come into the Suda. Tipshim Shebehem, what did the fool say? The tipesh? Ho chulam lachten, they didn't take care. They went to do their business. Omru, they said, klum ye suda b'lo terech. Is it possible that you can make a suda without preparing for it? Avad will take the king a few days, a few weeks, till he'll make a suda. So in the meantime, they went to do the work. They didn't dress up. They didn't get prepared for the suda. So the Moab's Meister was the Pisoim right away, suddenly, Bikesh Melech Esavodiv. Suddenly the Melech said, oh, the Sudim is finished, come inside, come to my Sudim.
It's Pikrin Shebhem, the smart people, Nichlus Sulafonov. They came right in, Kishen Mukushotim. They're all dressed up, they're prepared, they're ready to come to the Sudim.
The Atipshim, Ashenke, and the fools, Nichlus Sulafonov. The Melech said, come, so they had to come in, but they came in, Kishem Ulachlochim. They came in all dirty, they weren't prepared for the Suda. They thought it'll take a long time, yet they were still dirty.
Is Samach HaMelech Likras Pichim.
When the Melech saw the smart people, he felt very happy. He was sort of simcha to see them. They were ready for him, they were dressed up nicely. The Melech was happy.
The Koyas Likras Tipshim. When the Melech saw the Tipshim, the fools, he got very angry. Like, what's the matter? I told you I'm going to make a Suda. Be prepared. How come you're still dirty?
Omar, halo lusha kishtu asatzmon lisuda yoshvu v'yoichlu v'yishtu.
Hey, the Pipkin, the smart people that prepared themselves for the Suda, are dressed up nicely, come in, sit down and eat and drink.
Aba halolu, hey, the Tipshim,
shaloi kishtu asatzmon, didn't make themselves look nice, they're still dirty.
Lisuda, is yamdu, they should just stand there, v'yiru,
and they should watch the way the choshva people are sitting down to eat, and these Tipshim, they have to stand and just watch. That's the muscle.
So the Gemara named Chosnoish Rav Meir, as Rav Meir's son-in-law, said over Mishum Rav Meir, said over the name of Shver Rav Meir, Omar, Af Hain Nirin Kimash Moshim. That's not so bad, some to have to stand there. If you stand there, people think you're a shamish, people think you're a waiter, so it's not so gefelich. So why is he not standing, not sitting down? It's not so gefelich, there are people that are waiters. So if you just be standing there, people think that you're a waiter, so it's not such a big einish.
Elo, what the Melech said was like this.
Elo, v'yelu, yoshrim. No, both of them have to sit down. There's a table for the pikhim, and there's a table for the tipshim.
No, halolu, oichlin, valolu, reifim.
On this table, they serve, they eat, and the other table, they stay hungry, they're not served. Then it's nikkur, there's something wrong with them.
Halolu, shoysim, valolu, sumayim.
These people, the pikhim, sit and drink, and the tipshim, sitting are thirsty. So that's the moshul, taylo mazeh. That Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us here and gives us a Neshama Torah, and he tells us he's going to take it back, we don't know when. So no, that was the memory of Rebbe Lezer, that Tshuva Mechad Kaidim Misoscha, Lefnei Misoscha, do Tshuva, make sure at all times your Neshama is always Torah, is always clean. That when it comes the time when Hashem takes it back, you'll be able to go into the Melech's Suda.
Shenem, the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Hine Avdai Yoichlu, V'atem Tirohu.
Hey, my avodim means the good ones, they'll come to the Suda and eat. The atem, the rishoyim, tirovu, they'll be hungry.
Hine avodai yishtu.
Hey, my good avodim, they'll come to the Suda, they'll drink.
The atem titzmo.
And the other ones, the rishoyim, they'll be thirsty. That's what Yeshayo said.
Hine avdi yoroini mitov lev.
Hey, the tzadikim will be happy, they'll sing from mitov lev.
The atem, the rishoyim, titzako mikoyev lev.
They'll scream from the pains of the heart.
Another pshan the posik is that Kehelis, that says in Kehelis, that b'chol eis yibegodechol levonim, at all times your begodim should be clean.
So the first pshat means that begodim means your neshama. Your neshama should be clean with tshuva at all times.
Another pshat is b'chol eis yibegodechol levonim, at all times your begodim should be white. That means elu tzitzis. Make sure you're always wearing tzitzis.
V'shemen aroshecha yechzer, you should not be missing shemen oil on your head, elu tfilin. At all times, wear tefillin. So Rashi says, "Zeh tzitzis shem meluvan habegid." That usually the begid is white, those clean begid. And elu tefillin shem shem. It's a name. Mishem and toiv. Tehsev ro kol yam oros kishem hashem nikru lechom. The son of Reb Lezer God Leimer elu tefillin shem rosh. Hey, kishem hashem nikru lecha. How do we show that we have the shem hashem on us? That's by wearing tefillin. Tefillin is the ice that we're an eved of Hashem. So that's what the pasuk means. B'chol eis, you should always be wearing tzitzis and be wearing tefillin. Hadron Alech Hashem. Just more about next parak. Mishehechshich baderech. Okay, somebody's coming home Friday from work and it's getting late and he's still on the derech. And what can he do? He's not going to make it home in time before Shkia, before Shabbos starts. And Azoy Khuri has his wallet with him. He has his money with him. What should he do? Is nice saying kisel nochri. The Rabbanu made a special kula that you're allowed to give your wallet to a guy to carry it home for you. You give it to him poshadir before Shabbos, even though you're telling the guy, take it home for me. Al-Khuri, you're telling the guy now, do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Stamazo, you're not allowed to tell a guy, even on Friday, to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Friday, come and carry something for me on Shabbos. But here the Rabbanim will make it. We'll soon see why. The Rabbanim will make it that if you're walking home late Friday and you're not going to make it home in time for Shkia, so on the way, give your Choshev Azach and give your Kisa to the guy and tell him to carry it home. Shrashi means even Friday by daytime, that's when you give it to the Nochri. That Mishnah, the in aim in my Nochri, let's say you don't have any guy there, you're going alone on the street, there's no goyim around, is manichay ala chamor. The next best answer is put it on your chamor. If you're going home with the chamor, not that you're riding on the chamor, just you're walking with the chamor, is put your keys on top of the chamor. So you won't be carrying it, you're not over Nisi Deraisam, just your chamor will be carrying it. We'll soon see about Shris Behemtoi, what happened to that. So drash yivimein imoy, im yesh imoy lenochri odif, to the forest be gemara, hoyesh. But if you have a goy, the best answer is give it to a goy. If there's no goy around, then put it on your behemoth. Because your behemoth, there is a tzah shayla, because there's a mitzvah shvis bemtoi. In midiraisa, you're not allowed to let your behemoth do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So here, your chamor is carrying your kiss home for you on Shabbos. So he is doing a malacha. So the Gemara will talk about how you get away from the malacha. But the next, after a goy, then you give up on your chamor. Now, higiyah l'chotzer achitoyna, when the chamor comes home, he comes into the first chotzer. So Rashi learns the chotzer achitoyna means shalir, the first chotzer in the city. Shumokim ha-mishtamer, that's a place that's mishumah, they'll be watched. Rishayna bol ha-farak min ha-chamor. So as soon as you get home, it's already Shabbos by night, you don't have to, you're not allowed to go to your house. Now be you come to the first, like, house in the city, where if you drop it off there, it'll be watched, you're not afraid nobody will steal it, you have to stop right there. Is noitel es ha-kelim ha-nitolim ha-shabbos. If you have your hat or your jacket on the chamor, so those ha-kelim you're allowed to touch, they're not muksa, you can just pick it off the chamor, take it off the chamor, and put it down. Let's say you put your wallet, you put your money on top of the chamor, he's carrying your money home for you on Shabbos. Now it comes Shabbos by night. You come to the first house, you're not allowed to touch the money. Is matir achavolim, untie the saddle, the asakin leflim aleihim. A man what's on top of the saddle will fall off by itself. So you're not going to touch the muksa directly, you're just going to untie the saddle, and memela, what's on top of the saddle, will all fall off the chamor. That's the eitzah. Trashi noito biyodim yolov kelim hanitolim shabbos. Hey zachen that are not muksa you let it touch. So gzuntay take it off the chamor now and put it down. Fishen you told him, but things that are muksa matir achavolim untie the chebul the string shalukov of the saddle. Shank shurim ben that's tied on the sack and oiflim. And like this, the sack will fall off by itself. You won't have to touch the muksa. You don't have a head to touch the muksa. So Timur, my time of shovle rabbonin lemeisiv kisil anochri. How come the Rabbanu will make all that you're allowed to tell the goy on Friday, well, Allah, it's even on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the goy, take my kiss, take my wallet, and carry it for me home. So, Drashi, my time is shorter than the Meitzim Nochri for Ehu Shluchoi, Li Yisienu B'Shabbos. The Chur, you're making the goy your shliach to carry it for you for Shabbos. And this is part of the Yisra of Amir Eliakim as a Shavuos. So the reason why Rashi didn't say the Lashon of Amir Eliakim, because in the Issa Amir Eliakim there are two Yisurim. There's one Issa Dibur. You're not allowed to tell a goy on Shabbos to do something from you. That's an Issa Dibur. Now that Issa is only on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't say Diburim, you're not allowed to say. So on Shabbos, if you tell a goy to do a malacha for you, that's the Issa Amir Eliakim as a Shavuos. Telling him just the Dibur alone. But here, telling the guy to do it on Friday, so there's no Issa Dibri, you're allowed to talk whatever you want on Friday. No, the Issa is that if you tell him on Friday to do it for you, and he comes and does it for you on Shabbos, it looks as if he's Yishluchai. It looks as if you told him to do it. That's why it's also for him to do it for you on Shabbos. So the Kasha, how are you allowed to let this guy carry your kiss home for you on Shabbos? You're not allowed to let him. And for the Gemara, Kimle, it looks like he's Yishluchai. That's the din. Rabbonin, the guy can't do mlocha for you. So the Gemara, Kimlehu l'Rabbonin, Rabbanan understands the ein adam maimid atzmei amamoyne. A person won't hold himself back to lose his money. What does that mean? Eloi shorislei, if we're not going to find some kula that his money should be saved. His here he's walking home in the middle of the street. It's Kamat Shabbos, and he has his money with him. Now, if the Rabbanan are not going to find some hetter for him to get his money home, we're afraid osil asuya daldamas b'shus rabin. We're afraid the person himself will come to carry the money b'shus rabin. So today the person should not be over Nisi Deraisa of carrying his money. B'shus Rabbin, the Rabbanan will make all and let you be over Nisi the Rabbanan only. Then let you tell the guy on Friday, do me a favor and take my money home for me. So that's why the Rabbanan will make all this Nisi the Rabbanan in this case. Because if they weren't make all for Nisi the Rabbanan, you'd be over Nisi Deraisa. Drashi, my medatzme, malahatzme moinen. people can't hold themselves back from saving their money. Yeah. So that's why here the Rabbanim will make them on this issa of Amir Eliyakim. So tomorrow, Omar Rava, Davke Kisa, the mail of the Svara is only your wallet takes the money that you earned. Abba Metziah Loi, let's say you're coming home Friday and you find a Metziah in the street. You find something. For such a Zach, since you didn't work for it, it's not so choshev to you. So there we're not afraid to come to carry it yourself with Shesarabim, so the Rabbanim will not make it for you to tell a goy that he should carry it home for you. So Rashi Davka Kisoi means your own wallet, Yechiva on the Torah boy you worked. How do you make money? By working. Is people are worried about it. They care about it. If we don't give you a head to carry it home, you'll come to carry it yourself with Shesarabim. So by Mitzvah, something you found, it doesn't mean that much to you if you can't save it on Shabbos. So I brought a warm out to you. You can't tell a guy to carry it home for you. You merely have to leave it there. Let's be afraid the person won't leave you to carry it. No, it doesn't mean that much to him. So the Gemara. Pshita, kis etnan. The Mishnah says, "Klod afka kis is mutter." Mashma mitzia, something you find. No, the Marnei Mal. The time I would think, "Who I did not feel a mitzia is also mutter." You're allowed to tell a guy if you find a mitzia Friday when you're walking home, and then it becomes Shabbos, you can tell a guy to carry the mitzia home from you. I bought the Tony Kisa. What does the Mishnah say? Your wallet? Urcha de Milsa Katoni. That's urcha. When you're walking home, the Mal, you have your wallet with you. It's not a shtega that you'd always find mitzias in the street. So urcha de Milsa is you have a kis. Kamash Malon. No. There were dafka kis and not a mitzia. So the Gemara v'loya moron. And when don't we say you have a heter to save your mitzia? Ella deloy osli yode. You didn't pick up the mitzia yet. It's time you saw it in the street and you want to now go tell a guy go pick it up for me. You're not allowed to tell a guy to pick it up. But if you already picked up the mitzia like before Shabbos, avol osli yode. But if you already picked it up Friday and you're holding it, then kikise domi. Then it's choshev to you, you already have it already. Now we're afraid you'll come to save it on Shabbos. So drashim loya moron de mitzia loy el deli osali yode koidem shetechshach. Well, you didn't pick it up, you weren't zeichet in the mitzia yet before Shabbos. Stam, you saw $100 bill in the street, and you didn't go to it yet. And you know it's kamat Shabbos, so here, you yourself to pick it up, we're not afraid you pick it up. You know it's soon going to be Shabbos, you can't walk home with the money yet, you can't walk home with the money on Shabbos. Let's be matthew tell a guy. No, it's not so vichtig, we're not afraid you come to carry it. But that's only if you didn't pick it up yet. If you picked it up already from before Shabbos, then it's like yours, so then you're very worried about it. So if we're not going to be mad to you to give it to a guy, again, we're afraid maybe you come to carry it yourself. That's Momsha. Ika the army, some say, Boyi Rova. Rova Kleder for Shilom. Metziah Haboli Yodei Maho. What about a Metziah that you already picked up Friday when you're walking home? What din does the Metziah have? Kivan the Yosli Yodek Kisadomi. Since you already picked up the Mitzvah, like you own it now, you're worried about it, and the Rabbanim will mati you to tell a guy to carry it home for you, just like they will mati you to tell the guy to carry home your wallet. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kivan the Loitorech Bo, even though you picked it up, but it came very easy. You didn't have to work for the Mitzvah. Laku Kisadomi. That it's not the Kisadomi. The Rabbanim will not make all to be over the Yisra of telling a guy to do a Malacha for you. But the Marabai take it. Marabai is by a Sophic if it's Mutter or not. But any moinochris, the Mishnah says, what if you don't have a goy? Then the next eitzvah is to put it on your chamor. For the Gemara, time it's a diyek. The any moinochris, because you don't have a goy with you. For yeshi moinochri, mashma, if you do have a goy walking with you, the best eitzvah is lenochri yoyivle. Give it to the goy; he should carry the money home from you. Is my timer? What's the chilek? Why does the Mishnah say it's better to give it to the goy than to give it to your chamor? Why can't you mitchilek give it to your chamor? Let the chamor carry it home. Why is a goy better than a chamor? And if the Gemara poshet, chamor, your own donkey, your own behemoth, at a mitzvah al shvisosai. A person has a mitzvah essay to let his behemoth rest on Shabbos. Mashenkei nochri, midiraisa, I at a mitzvah al shvisosai. We have no dinim that a goyim shouldn't do malach on Shabbos. A goy could do as much malach as he wants. So with the right, so there's no issa if a guy does a malacha for us. Mashenki, when a chamor does a malacha for us, it's an issa. With the right, so therefore, matchila, don't put it on top of the chamor, rather give it to the guy. Yeah. So the Gemara, what about chamor v'cher v'shreit v'kotin? You don't have a guy. When you're walking home, you have a chamor, you're walking home with your donkey, and next to you, there's a cher v'shreit v'kotin, that they put them in a mitzvah. Who should you give it to carry your kiss home? So the Gemara, a chamor monachle. Avadi should put it on top of the chamor, let him carry it home. Lecher reshreit of a cotton lo yoivle. But you shouldn't give it to the cher reshreit of a cotton. My timer, why not? Hani odim. And hi, lav odim. you fought a chereshet for cotton, at least they're a person, they look like a person, and you, if you give it to them, you may come to give it to a ben gadol, to a person that's mitzvah in mitzvahs. Therefore, don't put it on a person, rather put it on the chamor. Rashi, hi, Odom, v'yesh b'minoy shechaye b'mitzvahs. A cotton looks like a normal person, so if you give it to them to carry home, you may make a mistake and give it to a normal person to carry home, and he'll be over this as a reister for you. Therefore, it's better to put it on the chamor, where they, we'll soon see there's not shah to be over this as skilo, it's only shah to be over this as a say. We'll soon see about the chamor, why the mice fits mutter to put it on the chamor. I look through this in Issa, Shrisas Behemti. So the more cherish v'shoitim. Let's say you have only two people with you. You have a cherish. A cherish usually in the Gemara means he's deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb. Means he can't hear and he can't talk. So a person that can't hear and can't talk, his brain didn't develop. He's not called like a ben das. So he's potter. That's called a cherish. Or shoita is something else. He does stupid things. That's called a shoita. As which one is worse? Cherish v'shoita. So the Gemara l'shoita. Give it better to the shoita. So drashi l'shoita, yoyiv, the less play das klal. As a shaita does stupid things, he has like no das at all. Avacherish, mashenkin, a person that can't hear and can't speak, daita kalishta islay, could I mean to be vomis? He has a little bit das. As the cherish has more das than the shaita does. Therefore, you have the question, which one to give it to him? Give it to the shaita and not to the cherish. What about cherish for shaita, shaita? Sherish for shaita the cotton. What about if you have a shaita and a cotton? Which one should you give it to? Le shaita. Give it to the shaita better. Why? Because the cotton has das and eventually he'll become a bar das. So melo, give it to the shaita. The shaita is worse off than a cotton. So the marbi boilihu. Cherish for cotton mai. What should you give it to? If you have a cherish, which we said a cherish has a little bit das. His das is not developed. He's not a mechuyev mitzvah, but he has a little bit das. And what about a cotton? A cotton doesn't have das only because he's too young. But he's a bar hoch, he will become to have das later. Which one is better to give it to? He should carry it home for you. My. So the Marli, but the Rabbi Eliezer lo tibola. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no shayla. Havad, you have to give it to the cotton, not to the cherish. We'll soon see, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a cherish does have das. He could too have dina midiraisa. Titania. We have Yitzchok Raimim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. True mass cherish. Let's say a cherish took off truma for you. You had payers grown in Eretz Yisrael. You have a chiyuv to take off truma to maestros. A cherish went and took off the trumas for you. It is Allah called loy teiti lechulin. This truma that he made, you're not allowed to use for chulin. Loy teiti lechulin. Why? Mifnei shu sofik. Because it's a sofik if a cherish has enough das that the truma is chal mediris or not. The drash to loy teiti lechulin, there be truma less to lezarim. It's truma that has kedusha that a zar, someone that's not a coin, is not allowed to eat it. But a koparim is only a sofik. The yachs of a yitra mapikecha cheris. But what the eitzer is, again, be term a second time. Why shu sofik? Idas lulosahi iloi. Because according to Rabbi Lez, it's a sofik if a cheris's das is called a good das or not. Rabbi Yitzchak vade lekotin yoyiv lein, the lav ba mitzvasu. For loy lecheris, the sofik chai be mitzvasu. It's according to Rabbi Yitzchak, avad, since the cheresh is a sofik gives mechuyev mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Lezer. So you can't give it to a cheresh, because maybe his das is enough das, and he's over in Isser Diraisa. Mashenkin a cotton, a zicha, a potter, midiraisa. So it's better to give it to the cotton, he should carry your kiss home, than give it to a cheresh. That's according to Rabbi Lezer.